The tsunami disaster in Asia has seen an outpouring of public support, including from celebrities. This week, Sandra Bullock, Steven Spielberg, and Leonardo DiCaprio each announced major donations to relief organizations. Celebrity charity sounds easy, but lots of decisions must be made behind the scenes. What to do, how much to give, where to send the money, and sometimes even the best intentions go awry. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
Willie Nelson is well known for co-founding Farm Aid with Neil Young and John Mellencamp nearly 20 years ago, when musician and journalist Michael Hall asked him if he would give a tsunami benefit concert at the Austin Music Hall tonight. Nelson didn't flinch.
In fact, when I was talking to Michael, he had first said, well, maybe we ought to put it over at a smaller place. And I said, no, it'd be all right. And then when we sold this one out, he said, well, what do you think about doing two shows? And I said, no, one's fine. Let's go with what we got, because a lot of this is mainly a lot of us wanting to do something.
Ray Price, Patty Griffin, Alejandro Escovedo are among the musicians performing tonight. Michael Hall says, in hindsight, he wishes he'd charged more than $25 a ticket. At first, Hall announced that part of the proceeds from the concert would go to Doctors Without Borders.
And then I found out that they were not asking for any more donations for this disaster. They were still accepting money for their general fund. But we figured that people coming to this would be looking to give money straight to the disaster. And so we went with CARE in their place.
2 days after the tsunami hit, the band Linkin Park announced they would create a nonprofit organization that would funnel money to the American Red Cross. Guitarist Brad Delson says Linkin Park has performed in some of the countries affected.
We've been to Malaysia, we've been to Thailand, we've been to Indonesia recently. We know we have a lot of diehard supporters in that part of the world, and we felt very connected to it.
To spearhead the effort, Delson says he and his Linkin Park bandmates wrote a check to the Red Cross for $100,000 out of their own pockets. Mark Pollock, creator of the Giving Back Fund, would call that authentic celebrity philanthropy. And he says it's rare.
What we found is in the overwhelming amount of cases is that celebrities will give their name to a cause, but not necessarily contribute real dollars.
8 years ago, Pollock started the Giving Back Fund to help bring a higher measure of integrity to celebrity giving. He helps celebrities create and manage their own foundations. Clients include The Sopranos' Jamie Lynn DeScala and skater Nancy Kerrigan. Pollock says there have been some problems with celebrity charity over the years. Some stars, like Michael Jordan and Tom Clancy, to name just two, start their own foundations only to prematurely shut them down. And there have been entertainers who announce they're giving money to a cause and then never deliver. And then, says Mark Pollock, there are the perils of shady middlemen, like Aaron Tonkin.
The Aaron Tonkin case is, I think, the biggest and most sensational situation ever in the nexus of Hollywood celebrities and charity. Aaron was a producer of charitable events, and he would pay large sums of money to celebrities and all those around them, their publicists, their agents, others, to get them to come to events, leaving little or no money left over for the actual charity. So at the end of the day, these gala events that might cost $2 or $3 million, the only people that benefited were the celebrities who attended or were honored. And this went on for several years undetected.
Tonkin is now serving a jail sentence for charity fraud and even wrote a book about his scams called The King of Cons. Hollywood has already optioned the movie rights. Meantime, Mark Pollock gives his highest kudos to those celebrities who do their homework about the charities or relief organizations they support and simply get out their checkbooks. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.